Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Whenever a tragedy of the magnitude of the horrific Las Vegas massacre occurs, there is always rampant speculation which usually turns out to be at least mostly wrong. It seems to me to be very possible, however, to piece together what really happened with regard to the motivation of the killer, Stephen Paddock. This is John Ziegler's piece at themediaite.com, what he wrote last night. You can read my response again at MikeChurch.com. Check it out. Yeah, I did. On the surface, his profile seems baffling to us, mostly because it does not fit what we expect in this situation. He had no terrorist connections, no overt political agenda, had lived a perfectly normal and rather successful life, was an old white guy, and had no apparent history of mental illness or even criminal activity. That someone with this profile could do something so horrendous is both shocking and particularly disturbing to us. This is mostly because we can't easily make sense of it or safely compartmentalize it in a way in which doesn't cause us to question nearly everything about our existence. Now, I don't have this issue because I can make sense of it. And not only can I make sense, yesterday I said this. Well, people are saying it didn't make no sense. Well, if you go with the preternatural, it makes total sense. It's exactly what you would expect a preternatural, demonically inspired hitman to try and do. Now, it is true that this level of hatred aimed towards man is unprecedented. But is it really? You know, the madmen that flew planes on behalf of Allah into buildings ultimately killed, what, 3,000? The madmen that attempted to fly a plane into the Pentagon, how many people in the Pentagon on any given day? I mean, what prevented that from being a larger catastrophe and lost human life than it was the fact that that thing was built in the 1940s and the kind of steel rebar construction that he used is just not as decrepit as the kind of construction that's used today. So, and there are other attempts. What about the maniac that drove the car through the crowd in Nice, France last July? The only reason he didn't kill 500 or more is because he ran out of people to run over. What about the other whack job that took out, what, 30-some-odd or 20-some-odd in Barcelona, France? Barcelona, Spain. Same deal. Ran out of people to run over. So it's perfectly understandable, or perfectly within the realm of, well, how could you do this to that many people? Well, when you've been convinced by the preternatural that there's nothing to see here, there is no soul, you're not getting a second chance, there is no judgment, well, then what do? Especially when you're encouraged that, hey, go live it up. Look, there's a craps table over there. There's a slot machine or whatever it was the guy liked to play. Here's where we deviate here, though. Most of us thankfully have, writes John Ziegler at Media, most of us thankfully have elements of our life which prevent us from ever even thinking about committing such a horrible act. Among those, these are the most impactful. Having a basic sense of right and wrong. Where's my pen? There's one. Having a basic sense of right and wrong and a belief that such things matter. Being young enough to where we have something to look forward to in the future, having a spouse or kids, And number four, believing in an afterlife where you will be severely punished for evil acts on earth. Let's go through these just one at a time quickly. Having a basic sense of right and wrong and a belief that such things matter. Okay. Where do you get the sense of right and wrong? Ludwig von Mises? Where does it come from? John Locke? Thomas Jefferson. Mr. Church, it came from the fountain. No. Where does the sense of right and wrong come from? And is it a sense? Or is it a duty? Are you duty bound to honor what is right and to avoid what is wrong? Rights and duties. Get it? Where does it come from? It comes from Christianity. Being young enough to where we have something to look forward to in the future. Okay. Again, you're looking to the future for what? And this is one of the mistakes of modernism, one of the principal mistakes. Why are you looking to the future? Never paying attention to what he was doing now, said Yoda to Luke Skywalker. The obsession with the future is the obsession with something that is not based in reality. You don't have any control over it. We think we are deluded to think that we do. Future hasn't occurred. It can't possibly be based in reality. Now, there are certain scientific and naturally occurring things that could make up the future. But again, what's a midi-cal? A suspension of the natural order and natural laws. That's what a miracle is.